This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, my name's Ange Barry, and I'm the CEO of Joy 94.9, Australia's only LGBTIQ community radio station. I'm new to Joy, but Joy's been around for 26 years. We want to be around for another 26 years, and to do that, we need to grow. My vision for the future is for Joy to become Joy Nation, a combination of video, news and editorial, and of course, the great radio station that you love. We are so grateful for the support that our community has provided us over the years, but we are now reaching out to you, our friends in the broader Australian community, to help make this happen. So I'm asking you now to choose Joy by going to joy.org.au and donating to our Chuff campaign, helping us raise $250,000 to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
Welcome to the Victorian Pride Centre, which isn't open currently due to lockdown. This morning, it's great again to be bringing you Saturday Magazine from the Pride Centre. As president of Joy and lead host of Saturday Magazine, I am so proud of our awesome volunteers, staff, donors and members who work so hard to get us here. Saturday Magazine starts now.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine.
And you know what? Live across Melbourne, in fact around the world, streaming online at joy.org.au and on the Joy app on your iPhone or Android, and also available on
Available on podcast, I think that was going to say, Macca.
Tass just unplugged me. Saturday Magazine is the longest running current affairs show on Joy 94.9. And we proudly bring you the most progressive interview, opinion, current news and questions show. We always welcome your feedback. And just remember, it is progressive, independent current affairs from a queer perspective. It's radio made by us, for us. I'm Macca. My co-host this morning for SatMag is the member for Galesford Tass, otherwise known as the Voice of Reason.
Good morning.
We've also got Paul, who's multitasking on the panel. Gordon will be getting ready to do our podcast. Fiona is actually not with us today. She fled. Well, no, she didn't fled. She'd had it planned. She's actually in Darwin for a week.
She actually happened to go just as we were locking down.
She landed 2 hours in Darwin before the lockdown, so she'd obviously left some time before that. So good morning, Tass. How are you?
Look, Macca, it's great to be back. I want to be buoyant and positive.
I'll leave then.
We are at the beginning of lockdown six. We could be in lockdown week six, but we're not. We're at the beginning at this end. So let's try to be positive about it. I know, you know, coming here this morning, I bumped into a few people, in fact, a few Joy people as well, who were all very glum and very sad about the situation that we find ourselves in. Macca, this is the reality. This is the reality of the world that we're in.
It is. And we're actually looking at each other through glass.
Of course we are. That's the only way to do it. But I was going to say to you that when people say we've got to learn to live with a virus, this is what living with a virus is all about. We need to place barriers in front of the virus in order to protect human beings. It's as simple as that.
Yeah, and can I just say, Tass, I think Victorians are, have become accustomed to this, and we've got our strategy plans down pat. But you know what actually concerns me? What concerns me is that people not obeying the rules. And when they don't obey the rules, for example, when they go and visit people in other households, which was specifically precluded, and that has contributed to the very large number of of infections today, the 29. And I just say to those people, I understand you want to visit friends and relatives. You know, Zoom doesn't do it. The phone call doesn't do it. But you know what? You actually contribute to a lockdown lasting longer than perhaps it would have. I want to thank the Victorian government for calling the lockdown when they did. Yes, I just said that. Because hopefully it has helped nip this in the bud. Had they waited, and the Premier referenced that, you know, should we wait a couple of days to see what happens? Well, in lockdown even, we've waited a couple of days and we're at 29 infections.
Well, actually, Macca, interestingly enough, the Premier did say that at lockdown 5, the very night of lockdown,
people went
15
out,
people were infected.
Yeah, and, you know, they called it at 8 o'clock and there was the usual cacophony of oxygen thieves criticising that it was short notice. But if we look back to the venues that last time, when lockdown started at midnight, you know, we're bouncing around music, drinking, dancing until midnight.
Yes.
So I just say to people, don't obey the rules for me. Obey the rules for your close friends and family that potentially you are infecting.
And for yourself.
Because you know what? The thing to remember is this Delta variant, there is one thing that we can be sure of, that someone in Victoria soon will die from it. That's what we need to remember. People have died from it in New South Wales. We need to remember that. So for God's sake, whoever your God is, please, please, please. Actually, I sound like Gladys. Please obey the rules.
Macca, the switchboard's going absolutely feral this morning.
Well, that's all I ask. Just obey the rules, right?
Good morning, 317. Great to see your messages again. Lovely to engage with you. Daryl with 1R has a question, Macca. Daryl with 1R wants to know whether the Bubble Buddy system is still available in Melbourne or not. I actually don't know the answer to that, Macca. Do you?
Look, my understanding, Daryl, is there were two things. There was a Bubble Buddy, right, where you could, if you're a single person living alone, you could choose someone that you could visit. And there was also an exemption for intimate partners, quite separate. So there was someone that you could select to visit, or that you could visit, or they could visit you. I think it only went one way, actually. You could select. Tass lives on his own, for example. He could select someone who could come and visit him. But also, if Tass had an intimate partner who didn't live with him,
they could come and visit.
They could come. Now, I don't know what the rules are there.
I think the best thing to do is to go onto the Department of Health website, and the rules will be pretty clearly spelled out there.
Yeah.
We've also had an interesting message here from Yanni. Thank you, Yanni, for your message. Yes, we are concerned about what's occurring in the west and north of Melbourne. Vaccination rates are lower, but that's actually not a surprise if you think about it. Often poorer communities are the ones who are worstly impacted, if there's such a word, Macca, worstly impacted.
And message here, the oxygen thieves have less oxygen with YouTube banning Sky News. Yes.
And according to our newsreader, Simon James, thank you, Simon, the Bubble Buddy system for people living alone is still in place in Melbourne. So there you go. Daryl with 1R.
Happy Saturday. You're amazing. You're able to seamlessly handle technical issues.
Who said that, Macca?
So Simon James said the Bubble Buddy system for people living alone is still in place. So is the exemption for intimate partners.
Yeah, good, good.
So
good,
there
good,
you go.
Good. Yeah, good.
So if you want to have a chat or you want to get a load away, you're on. Well, I'm sorry.
That's a bit below the belt.
Well, absolutely. So, look, we have a great show today, and I apologise if that was a little bit of a rant. I really...
And apologies for our technical issues.
No, look, they're fine.
We're sorted.
So we're going to be speaking with Sally Capp Lord Mayor of Melbourne, our only directly elected Lord Mayor. We're big fans of Sally. She's a really, really good operator and a wonderful person. Then Josh Burns, the member for McNamara, who's I actually don't know whether he's in Melbourne or whether he's stayed in Canberra because sitting was 2 weeks. I don't know.
Don't know the answer to that. We'll find out soon.
Then, look, we had a huge response. Huge response. And I had a look at some of the stats. A lot of places downloaded the podcast of Grace Tame, Australian of the Year. And it's really, again, this week, Grace has made some comment. Anyway, I was having an SMS chat with her partner, Max, and just sort of said, oh, you know, perhaps would Grace like to come on this week? Came back straight away, yes, she would.
Fantastic.
And so we've got Grace back again this week.
And did you know, Macca, that Grace actually writes poetry?
Yes.
Now, you did know that?
Yes, I did.
I heard a recording of her reading one of her poems this morning on Radio National.
Oh, wow. Perhaps she could write a poem about Saturday Magazine.
Maybe she could. Let's ask her.
We should ask her. Now, we were to be speaking with Adele Ferguson, but Adele's yesterday let me know she couldn't do it.
I bet she has a deadline.
She's working on something.
Love Adele.
She's got the stick and she's ready to put her head on it.
Love Adele.
Then we're going to speak with Anna Brown.
Because guess what Tuesday night is, Macca?
Oh,
it's census night.
Oh, census night. You're going to talk about census. Yeah. Tuesday night, I'm thinking Wednesday night's lodge night. Not that I go to lodge. I'm not a lodge person.
Yes, we're going to talk all about the census, what it means to our community and how to fill out those dreaded forms.
Yeah, and,
forms.
You know, for example, you know, the religion question, you know, the relationships question. You know, there are a whole lot of questions. And bear in mind, you can actually fill it in before Tuesday night if you know what you're going to be doing and where. Well, we know where you're going to be.
That's what I'm going to do tonight.
You're going to be at home, right? And you know who you're going to be with, the person that you live with, if they're still there. You know, if they haven't, you know. Anyway.
We're getting the wind-up.
Then we're speaking with Derm Ryan from Youth Affairs Council.
He's become a regular, hasn't he?
He has. And, anyway. Here we go.
Hey, Grants. We're going to talk about Hey Grants.
What's the HEY stand for again?
Healthy, Equal, Young People.
Oh, there you go.
Saturday Magazine. Every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.